Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reaction on the little blurb on CNN right now is FBI probe of Trump campaign was legal and unbiased. So that's the headline that they have up there. But they're also they're so backlogged in news that they're trying to impeach the president that this is actually the B story. I want to read for you and the listeners real quick the statement from U.S. Attorney John H. Durham regarding this IG report. He says, quote, "I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. However, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., based on the evidence collected to date. And while our investigation is ongoing, last month, we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened." Basically, to me, it seems like Attorney Durham here is saying, thank you for the IG report. That's not the whole entirety of where Durham is taking his investigation. We thank you for your report, but we still have further business to do based on that information that is in context there. What's your reaction to the Durham response?
Well, what he's saying is that the IG only talked to people inside Justice and the FBI, and there were people actually there who refused to talk to him. John Durham is going outside of the FBI and talking to a lot of witnesses and people with information that the IG never talked to. So, as you say, the IG has issued the report based on what he could find inside the agency, but Durham is going to give a much more complete picture. Look, even with that said, like I said, this report is just devastating because it raises serious questions about the competence of the FBI. In fact, look, there's another statement in there that basically said that managers, supervisors, senior officials had all this information that should have resulted in questions being raised about the reliability of the Steele report and the probable cause supporting the FISA applications, but they didn't do that. They didn't question it. They didn't inform the FISA court about all of those questions about Steele's reliability and the contradictory information they got. What all of this says, you get to the end of this report, and it's very clear to me that the FISA application should never have been granted.
Wow.
And the FBI should never have gotten permission to eavesdrop on the campaign. Listen, I'll tell you one funny provision in there, but it shows you how bad the FBI was. In the FISA application, remember the original one was against Carter Page? Mm-hmm. And one of the things FBI cited was Carter Page's contacts with a Russian intelligence agent. Guess what they failed to tell the court? And in fact, one of their lawyers altered an email so the court wouldn't know that Carter Page actually had been working for another U.S. intelligence agency. Huh. It was probably the CIA. And in fact, whenever he had contacts with Russian intelligence officials, he would brief that other intelligence agency on what happened in those discussions. And one of the briefings he gave was on a Russian intelligence agent, and it was that contact that was used by the FBI to justify a FISA warrant, even though the guy was working for another intelligence agency and reporting to that intelligence agency on those contacts. That is so absurd. I couldn't believe it when I read it in the report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.